Sports may be the last thing on the minds of many people who live in troubled countries, but athletes and sports fans seem to exist almost everywhere. Commentator Frank DeFord tells the story of one such person, a former soccer star and political prisoner in Haiti named Bobby Duvall.
He climbs out of bed this morning in Pétainville in the hills above Port-au-Prince and drives down to Cité Soleil, which is as filthy a slum as there is on the face of the earth. If you have never been to Cité Soleil, you might as well skip Dante's Inferno, because you can't comprehend the one without the other. And now Haiti is in turmoil again, and it can only grow worse for people who are sick and starving and without hope. Bobby Duvall is Haitian. He was educated in the United States and Canada, a bright, handsome man who could live regally. Instead, like on this Ash Wednesday morning, once more Bobby Duvall drives down the potted roads to Cité Soleil. What he does is teach the most hopeless children in the world soccer and basketball and track. He started this a decade ago because he loved his country so, and not knowing quite what to do, he decided that maybe sport could help some. He found a field, well, it was a dump, and convinced the bottling company to let him borrow it. He cleaned it of the waste and glass shards. He began to bring children in, not only to teach them sports, but to feed them and pay for their schooling. Now there are 650 children from Cité Soleil who play there every day, if they abide by Bobby's rules. Thousands more dream to get in. So boys and girls in this sad land can play games too, which is what even the poorest children anywhere should be able to do. And in one way or another, so many, many have been saved. But Duvall's staff numbers 40 now, and there is the food and the maintenance. Every month he must come up with $20,000. Somehow he finds it, because he believes he must. If sports means anything in this world, you will see it at the athletics of Haiti. If Bobby Duvall does not redeem sports, then nothing can. Why is he even still in Haiti? In 1976, for speaking out for freedom, baby Doc Duvalier put him in that infamous hellhole called Fort Dimanche. He was there 17 months, watching his friends die about him. Duvall weighed 190 pounds when he got in, 90 when he was miraculously released. But he stayed in Haiti and eventually decided that if he could not save all his country with politics, he could at least save some of its children with sport. Last week, Duvall was driving from Port-au-Prince to the town of Lessay. There was a roadblock, anxious men with guns and bullets ready to do almost anything that nerves and fervor might trigger. Then one of the gang shone a flashlight in Duvall's face. "That's Bobby," he said. And that was enough. They cheered and passed him through. President Aristide has closed athletics of Haiti for the last few days, as he has shuttered much of the country during Carnival, a good excuse to try and calm things. He's allowed it to open again today, the start of Lent. Ash Wednesday is a day of penitence for Christians, but whatever your faith, when you read the sports pages today, it's a good time to think of Bobby Duvall and his children just having fun, playing games in one sad, desperate place.
Comments of Frank DeFord, senior contributing writer at Sports Illustrated. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.